Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Are you feeling very sleepy?
Not particularly.
You're getting very sleepy.
Okay.
I said you're getting very sleepy.
Oh my God, you want to be so hypnotically aggressive.
Yeah, this is Stranger Still.
Welcome to Stranger Still, a podcast where we answer the strange questions you never thought to ask.
I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Vegan.
And today, we're talking about hypnotic regression. Finally, the long-awaited. We've talked about it for like a year now, which...
It's made cameos.
Yeah. We had little tastes here and there.
Just a little nibble. But today we got the full-fledged entree.
Yes, five... course meal.
Yep.
You're gonna have to decide what those courses are because I just made that up.
So you're gonna have
planned
a hypnotic regression ranch salad.
Yep.
Ranch regression dressing.
Yep.
You're gonna have a main course of like a chicken parmesan with all the jokes, right?
Okay, keep going. You're on a roll.
You're gonna have false memories of eating biscuits. Never served them.
You're gonna have steaks with false marinades.
Yep, false marinades. It's raw. And that's about it.
That was only three. All right, we got two more courses. There's two desserts.
Okay.
There's the you're gonna remember your memories.
Yogurt.
Yep. And
strawberry shortcake. It's not related. It's just very good.
It's just perfect.
Yeah.
It's just delicious. It's a new year, right? So I thought I'd bring up some New Year's topics, and then also this topic that I've wanted to do forever. And you guys voted on this one instead of the New Year's topics, so there you go. That's where we are today.
Yeah, thanks, Happy democracy. Jeez.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2018, John. How are you in this wonderful new year?
So far, so good. Got to sleep today a little too much.
Yeah.
I have Zelda.
Yep.
But thanks to you.
Yep.
If you listen to our Patreon, you can listen to my first words out of my lips.
Which is, oh thank God. You'll have to listen to our Patreon episode to find out why you said that. Clickbait. Mm-hmm. So the reason I wanted to talk about hypnotic regression was because I was listening to a lot of Ono, Ross, and Carrie, which is a great podcast, one of my favorites, and they spent a couple of episodes where they went to alien and UFO conferences and then reported on them.
Yeah.
And one of the big themes that came up from like alien abductee stories is they were supposedly abducted and then they got all their memories through hypnotic regression.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, a lot of these people went to the same one person to regain these memories.
Wow.
So
that person's really powerful then.
What's the more likely common denominator here? Either they're all making it up, they were actually abducted by aliens, or the psychologist that they're going to is planting false memories in every single person.
Well, you gotta go with the simplest answer, is Gillette's razor. Double blades.
I use Gillette. Do you use Gillette?
It's the best man can get.
So why wouldn't you?
Oh, because it's not that good and they're kind of expensive.
Yeah. I
use Dollar Shave Club for a bit. It was cool.
I just use my electric razor because I have a beard.
Yeah. That's what I use now too.
Yeah. It works fine.
Just the trimmer.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Anyway, so hypnotic regression is all hogwash and can actually be pretty dangerous in some situations. So I thought it'd be fun to talk about in general, not just because we can make fun of some people that thought they're abducted by aliens. And going into the new year, a lot of people set New Year's resolutions that a lot of them involve alternative medicine. And hypnosis is technically an alternative medicine, specifically when you're talking about hypnotic regression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quitting cigarettes. It's common.
Right. Well, that's the fun thing is in my research, I learned that there are some aspects to hypnosis that are widely accepted.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that at the very end when we get to listener questions, because Justin was asking about it.
I saw it. We had like a lot of really good
we
questions.
There's a lot of really good questions. But I wasn't specifically researching hypnosis, but there's a lot of questions on hypnosis, so I went a little bit further. But I'm going to answer those during the listener questions at the very end.
Okay.
So stay with us. Don't just turn it off after we go to the break.
And if you want to add your own questions, you should. If you haven't listened before, listen to the questions. It's a group activity. Like we said, this whole episode was decided by people in our Facebook group, and they asked questions in our Facebook group, too, about the same thing. So search Stranger Still on Facebook.
There you go. So anyway, a lot of people go into regression therapy thinking that they can discover something about themselves or repair a past trauma that they think is affecting them to this day. Something to give them a new outlook on life or to explain away problems that are facing them today. Like, oh, well, the reason I'm so messed up is because I was abducted by aliens. It's not true. There's a 99.9% chance you weren't.
But what if there's a 0.1?
There is a 0.1. Some people want to recover lost memories, like an alien abduction. It's also used for like witnesses of a murder where they have a suppressed memory and they can't unlock it, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Or child abuse.
Or child abuse. That's a little bit more serious than I wanted to get into. I guess murder is serious, but like child abuse, I can't detach myself from that. Like I watch murder on television and I'm like, ha, that guy died. I see child abuse, I'm like, oh, no, I don't like it.
Yeah, well, now you're dead. Do you think you felt that way?
No, I did not feel that way before I was a dad. And I was when I have a kid, nothing will change. I can still watch these movies the same. It changes.
Wow.
It changes because I was like, I'm not going to be stupid. I'm good enough to detach myself from this stuff. Apparently not. Better than Shelby, though. For the most part, my research in this topic, though, kept coming back to past life regressions, which funnels into all of this, also known as PLR. You'll see that a lot. And for the most part, the science or lack thereof is the same. Actually, not even for the most part, entirely the same. So I thought it'd be really hard to define hypnotic regression, but as it turns out, and I'm sure plenty of people knew this, especially if you're listening to our podcast, there's a website out there called Skeptics Dictionary or skeptic.com, skepdic, like dictionary, it's like play on words. Get it? They have some slightly snarky entries that like I wish they would pull back on, because if someone is actually trying to go to these websites to learn,
they might just feel offended.
Sometimes we do that and we probably shouldn't, but at the same time I just want to know the facts.
We're fortunate enough to
this is also a comedy podcast, though, too. I guess maybe their website's a comedy. I don't know. But I'm just talking myself in circles. Go on.
No. Yeah, we're fortunate enough to have healthy skepticism and pursue science and fact.
Well, yeah. And don't you wonder,
like, what if there's one thing that you believe that you wouldn't know if it wasn't true?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if there's something like that that is ingrained in me that is false.
Yeah, there's plenty of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another episode for another day. So if you go to the website, and I highly encourage you to do so. I've tried to leave some of their snarkiness out of this, but they lay out hypnotic regression like this. First, we have to look at hypnosis. Many proponents of hypnosis, they claim that it's a way of opening the door to the human subconscious. I also read on one site that it is used as traveling across space and time. That's not true. Our subconscious is always there, and we have no way of directly communicating with it. Like, you can't just be sitting there and be like, hey, yo, subby, what you thinking about? And he's like, thinking about that time your uncle told you that you smell bad. You can't communicate it unless you undergo hypnosis. I forgot to add that caveat.
Okay.
The subconscious also happens to be the place where all of our forgotten memories from both this life and past lives are kept, miraculously.
Great.
Some memories may lie in there. I'm not going to deny that. The problem is that we have no ungodly idea how the subconscious works, and we don't even know if it actually exists.
Yeah.
It's widely accepted that it exists, but there's a field of study out there that says that the subconscious isn't even real. It's just something that we've made up, which I can get behind that.
I can get behind that. I think if at all, it's probably 50-50.
Uh-huh.
And like the part of our mind, or even if it's just autonomous, the part of us that beats our heart and makes us breathe, that we don't think about directly.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the simplest thing. Be dead.
I don't know if it's like, hey, also, like, I'm gonna beat your heart. Like, this is good. Let's get that blood flowing. Let's make sure you got enough oxygen. And you remember that probe?
Remember that? The anal probe from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's nothing. It's not.
No, 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 no. It's fine. It's fine. Beat that heart.
So when we talk about evidence for hypnotic regression, I just want to put this little fun piece of trivia in here. I've told you about this before. We all know about Occam's razor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the simplest explanation uses usually the correct explanation. So like when it comes to alien abductions, I think we'll just keep using that throughout the show. Is it more likely that aliens have found the technology to travel millions of light years within the span of like a couple human years, came to Earth, picked some people up out of the middle of Kansas, took them up to their ship and probed their butt? Or is it more likely that they just like had sleep paralysis and they were half dreaming, half awake, and they thought they saw some aliens?
With influence.
Yeah, with social influence, mm-hmm. and pop culture.
Yep.
Which is more likely. Like, I think that aliens are real. And at the same time, I think it's utterly ridiculous to say, oh, yeah, I got my butt probed.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to say that we're the only life that exists in the universe. Mm-hmm. Because it's the chances of that are lower than anything.
Yes.
But it's also really ridiculous to think that they are regular visitors and keep it secret.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's Occam's razor.
Yeah.
There's also this thing called Hitchens razor, which yep. is the greatest thing ever. Which
should be, like, our motto for the show.
It is. It's, it would have, if I had known this earlier, I got this from Today I Learned on Reddit, which is like the best subreddit for our show ever. There's the Hitchens razor, which says that which can be asserted without evidence can be dismissed without evidence.
Yeah.
Done. Wash my hands.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, guys. No.
We're going to just pick a topic in the title and you're going to read that definition.
And... yeah. So we're going to be circling back to that a lot today. And what hypnotic regression is opening that door to the subconscious and opening up all those forgotten or lost memories. A therapist is there simply to facilitate those memories, coax them out, or plant memories in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there. I'm not there yet. The Skeptic's Dictionary also points out that there's a problem with credibility. Like, the reason that so many people put trust into this is because there's a lot of MDs and PhDs behind it. There's this incredibly frustrating article on Psychology Today from Dr. John Ryder, PhD, about the powers of hypnotic regression. And he's the guy. This doctor with a PhD was the guy that said you can use hypnotic regression to traverse dimensional space-time.
Okay, well, I get it. I know it's done a lot that yes. you put PhD at the end of your doctor, but doesn't the D stand for doctor too?
I have no idea.
Isn't he Dr. Doctor?
Yes.
Dr. Doctorate?
Yes. I don't know, man. Maybe I just goofed my fingers.
Okay.
Anyway.
Your phalanges, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta be more sterile. Sorry. So it's fraudsters like John Ryder that will sit you down and help you remember these lost memories. And it gained its biggest popularity in the 1950s. It's been around since we've been around. People have believed in reincarnation. And in the 1950s, there was the publishings of a man named Morrie Bernstein. And he had no qualifications, as near as I could tell. He had a bunch of regression sessions.
Nice.
I didn't even plan that.
Yeah.
With a lady named Virginia Tighe, T-I-G-H-E, sure, whatever. And he published a book about their sessions together, all the notes and stuff, where she had regressed to a past life where she was an Irish lady named Bridie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And during their sessions, it was incredibly convincing because, like, she spoke in an Irish dialect. She sang Irish folk songs. She gave a specific birth date, a death date, the name of her husband, the place where she was buried, the job she had, where she lived specifically, like, all these incredibly detailed pieces of information that led to this resurgence in hypnotic regression.
Okay, and it became incredibly popular. How can anybody just make that up? Like, I can't just say that I was born in Nova Scotia in 1942 and I died in 1973 and I had a husband named Harold and I lived in a house above a fire department and Harold was subject to my cooking and he liked to make him Parmesan. Like, I can't just make that up.
So there's a lot of things that you hit on that we'll come back to.
Okay.
Because even in your little thing right there, there's a lot of what we're going to talk about.
Cool.
Just based on what I know about you. So you might be wondering, how does hypnotic regression work? It's a lot like just a normal hypnosis session. First, the therapist will set you into a deep state of relaxation, usually through breathing. There's not like any pocket watches swinging back and forth as near as maybe.
That's Pokemon.
What?
That's drowsy.
Like hypnosis?
Yeah, drowsy has a little pendulum.
Hypno. God, I should have got that one, right? So once you're in that state of relaxation, if they're looking to recover a memory from this life, they'll ask you to go back to that space, so that moment in your mind. Otherwise, if you're going to a past life, they'll work you backwards into those lives. They'll kind of walk you back. Once you're there, they'll ask you to speak aloud every detail you see, everything you smell, feel, who's there with you. They want you to say all of this out loud. And they want you to get as specific as you can. So what do you smell? I smell flowers. What kind of flowers?
Floral.
I don't know. I'm not a...
Botanist.
Botanist.
Were you, though? And then you're like, oh my God, I was a botanist.
I'm in a greenhouse. Well, that's the other detail. They could possibly, on the flippity flip, they might say, do you see anyone else with you? And that right there plants this thing like, well, are there people? And whether there was or not, now you're thinking about it.
And
you're not
I want
just
to,
experiencing it.
I want to please the surveyor.
Exactly. That's another problem. Yes. They might also say, like, do you smell any flowers? And then now you're consciously thinking about it. Innocently, looking at it from an innocence perspective, they could just be asking specific questions to help you reinvigorate.
But even that person is a human, which mm-hmm. means that they're flawed and that they're going to be able to have their own biases. But if you say that it's springtime, they're going to maybe assume and allude, oh, are there flowers there?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Like going into the session, if you're like, hey, I had this traumatic experience in my childhood involving my dad, then they might be like, is your dad there? Yeah, my dad's here. Does he have a belt?
It's like it could only be asked by a computer.
It's completely without emotion.
Yeah.
There's an episode of Black Mirror in there somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll find it. So if you're going to go at the end of your session, if you're going back specifically to find something traumatic to fix, the person, the therapist that you're there with will reprogram your subconscious. I don't know exactly the steps that they go through, but their task is to work out the issue while you're still hypnotized in order to fix the person that you are on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll find this traumatic event. They'll tell you, it's really no big deal. Like, you're stronger now, you're a better person, blah, blah, blah. And that's supposed to fix your subconscious.
I never realized how complicated this is, because you've got confirmation bias.
Yep.
You've got wanting to please your surveyor.
Mm-hmm.
You've got
placebo effect.
And that's what it all leads to. That's why it still exists.
Yes.
Is because of placebo effect.
Yeah.
Like, hey, while you were like half asleep, we fixed it. It's good. You're fine.
Bada bing, bada boom, you're a healed person.
Yep.
Or you discovered who you were in a past life, whatever the situation is.
And I'm sure you don't have to just say that out loud, but you could lead that person to it on their own.
Yeah. And from what I read on the internet, at the end of these sessions, there's like a regrouping and a summarization of the whole session. So when you come back out of it, the person will tell you what you experienced and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So then now you're leading back into placebo effect. Like, well, I healed you, so now you're healed. And when you walk out of this office, you're healed.
Yeah. Geez.
So then they're like, hey, I'm healed. I don't need to come back.
Do you ever feel like humans are like too smart for their own good sometimes?
And it makes us really dumb.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's a lot of issues with the things I just said, which we've kind of already explored. But before we go into anything I just said and deconstructing the whole thing, I think it'd be best if we pick a scenario to follow through the whole thing. So like either regressing to a past life or trying to get a memory from watching a murder or trying to remember an alien abduction.
Okay.
Which would you prefer?
I kind of like the past life thing.
Okay, you gave me the hard one, but we'll make it work.
All right. Why, did you have all these planned out?
No, alien abduction is like the easiest one.
Let's do alien abduction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now you're making it too easy for me.
Let's do a alien abduction in your past life.
Perfect.
Okay.
Middle ground. So first of all, anyone can do this. It could be a doctor, someone with a PhD, someone highly quote-unquote trained, or it could just be a random businessman like Maury Bernstein.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that guy?
My least favorite Bernstein Bear.
He was not a good bear. He was just a normal dude.
Yeah.
So then when they start asking you all these details about what you're seeing, the patient is in a dreamlike trance. So it's entirely possible that the patient is describing a dream. So we have all these pop culture influences. We have millions of movies about aliens. So it's entirely possible that when you're in a dream, the aliens that you see are these little green-headed beanie guys
mm-hmm.
and with big old black
beanies.
Eyes.
Beanies?
Like their head shaped like a bean.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or they're wearing beanies. I don't know.
Yeah, I picture them
poison.
Like... little hipster alien.
That's the biggest problem right there, is even if we're grown-ass adults, we still have imaginations.
Yeah.
We still have dreams, don't we? I do.
I had a dream that my ceiling was leaking water, and it was pouring all over my bed, and I had to figure out how to fix it, and I was home alone.
Yeah.
And it was really cold, and it was snowing outside, and it's starting to, like, not melt, but, like, I think that's what caused it, is I was worried about that stuff. So it was subconscious, yeah.
Worrying about home repairs.
Mm-hmm.
That's like when you have all those dreams about teeth falling out and stuff. Because you're worried about stuff IRL.
Yeah, you carried it over.
Yeah. The other problem comes when the therapist drives it. So even if you aren't making something up, it's possible that the therapist is there to plant details, which we've already gone way in depth about this. But they could change the entire scene to things that never even happened.
Yeah.
Like, was there a probe? Did the aliens probe you? So they're asking all these leading questions. Did the aliens probe you? Well, you know what? Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They actually did.
Yeah.
And this, for me, this becomes a huge problem when all of these alien abductees keep going to the same guy and they're like, yeah, I was abducted by aliens and all of our stories corroborate. Well, gee, I wonder why. Because you're going to the same guy to plant all these details in your head.
I'd like it to be different psychologists, or what is this guy's title?
I don't know.
Alienologist.
Psychologist.
From different nationalities,
yeah.
Different cultures, mm-hmm. different countries, don't speak the same language.
Yeah.
I want to see those details corroborated. Right. And I'm curious to know if it's enough of a pop culture thing that it would still be that way.
I mean, it's possible.
Like, if you get some random dude, middle of, like, some African country.
That hasn't been exposed to Independence
Day. No sci-fi movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because I know sometimes there's something like that, that humans all create dragons independently and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. And that's, yeah. That was called something discovery.
Multiple discovery?
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing is it might come from old subconscious memories, but morphed into something wrong. And this is where your little story that you made up about living above a fire station.
Like, the second that you said there are details in that,
yeah.
I was like, I pieced it together. I was like, oh, yeah. I use the name Harold because, yeah, I know Harold.
Yeah.
I said I was a woman because your story was about a woman.
Yeah.
And I said chicken parmesan because I mentioned it earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're not going to talk about alien abductions. We're going to talk about Bridie Murphy because we have some evidence, finally, for hypnotic regression.
Okay.
It became wildly popular, so people started to try to go back and find Bridie Murphy. We had all these details about where she lived, where she worked, who she married, when she died, where she was buried, all these pieces of information, and they checked all kinds of records in Ireland. They looked at birth records, death records, working records. They found one dude whose name almost resembled her husband that lived during the time, but the last name was spelled wrong. Eventually, though, they did find a Bridie Murphy, a woman named Bridie Murphy Corkle in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Who lived across the street from Virginia when she was a child.
Oh, no.
Oops.
Wow.
So, the thing is, there's no evidence that hypnotic regression works, but there's evidence, especially in this specific case, that it's completely falsified.
Yeah.
And obviously, in this case, she did tap into some old memories that she had forgotten.
Yeah.
But the rest was made up. And that's how dreams work.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I have dreams where I'm back in elementary school and there's this kid, Sean, that I hung out with a couple of times, but his face looks completely different.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember what he looks like. I remember his name, though.
Yeah.
That's a dream.
Dream.
And I don't know. We drudge up old memories even when we're not in hypnosis, like I said, in dreams. Or like today, I was thinking about this. I was talking to my brother. I was like, do you remember any instances when you were a kid and just like an adult was a huge jerk to you? And it sticks with you even to this day. He was like, yeah. I was like, there's this one story with Dwight. It's the reason I hate the name Dwight is because I had double dipped some carrots when I was 6 years old.
Oh,
and
no.
He snapped at me. He was like, what are you doing? That's disgusting. I was like, I'm 6. I don't know what I'm doing. And you're not going to explain to me why it's disgusting. You'll be like, hey, man, just don't do that. That's kind of gross. Like, other people are going to,
yeah,
your germs are in there now. Like, that's how an adult's supposed to react. But this guy was such a jerk, and it still sticks with me today. And sometimes it just pops up in my everyday life.
Oh, geez. I wonder if.
Because that's how memories work.
Yeah. I really, really, really wonder how kids think of me, because I worked with kids at elementary mm-hmm. School age child care program.
Yeah.
And I was the cool John that would trade Pokemon with them and play sports.
Yeah.
And what's really rad is there's this one kid named Joe. Joey. Yeah. And I was with him.
You told me about him before.
Yeah, he was in elementary school. And I was like, play kickball with him and like do crafts. And like, he'd hang out with all the other kids. And now he's grown up and he's in the same, he's in a hardcore band
mm-hmm.
in the same music scene on Long Island that I was.
Yeah.
And it's just like the best.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I think about like, I'm sure sometimes my nephew hates me because I'm hard on him. But like, he breaks my daughter's toys. And kinda, so I am hard on him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, as long as I'm not a Dwight, I'm good.
Don't explain to him. Yeah. Be like, yeah, hey, don't break those toys because it
Their
hurts
brains
my feeling. And
we paid money for them, and she hasn't even used it once, blah, blah, blah. Like, you got to explain it. But it makes me a better person. Thanks, Dwight, is what I'm saying.
Yep.
Thanks for being a jerk. So now let's talk about false memories, which is my favorite part of this whole episode.
I think that we should try to make people realize their own false memories.
How so?
I think that my foolproof example I just made up would be for me and you right now, and for listeners. I want you to think of a close friend that you got. For me, it's Nick. For you, it's whomever. It's probably Barbara.
Georgina. Right. Go on.
Just those two. I want you to think about a time that you guys could not stop laughing together, right? And now, just like, could not even like catch your breath. You were laughing so hard over something. Yeah. And I want you to remember what it was. You can't. You can remember, I've laughed with this person, but I can't put a specific thing off the top of my head. Oh, it was this.
Yeah.
And maybe you can, but it starts leading you to, was it this? Was there a time like this? And you start going through and thinking of all the times you hung out, all the times you told jokes and what it could have been.
Yeah.
And that's how, like, if you've got that going for you and you're looking for an answer and then someone's also persuading you, it's so easy to create a false memory.
Oh, yeah. And you've hit it right on the head. And the problem is human memories suck. They are the worst. And every time you recall a memory, it's degraded a little bit. It gets altered. Like, I'm trying to think of the best analogy.
I got one.
Go for it.
I was in psychology class. How about that?
There you go.
My professor would read. She wanted to show us how dumb humans are.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, I got a list of words. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read them. That's all she said. She read the list of words. It was like 30 words.
Yeah.
And then we were done. And she's like, okay, write down how many you remember.
Yeah.
And we remember like 6. And that's good.
Right.
And I felt so dumb. I was like, she just said it.
Right. Well, I guess my mind will go to Plato because my daughter loves Plato. So
she likes Socrates too.
Yes.
Very smart kid.
And she quotes him all the time. It gets really annoying. He's like, purple, cloud, moon.
She doesn't say clouds. Existential.
But, like, you have a fresh pack of Play-Doh. You take it out. You play with it. Just try to put it back in the container the exact way you took it out. And then next time, you want to go play with your Play-Doh again. You take it out. You play with it. Try to put it back exactly how you got it out that time. It's never going to be exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And that's how our memories are. It is Play-Doh in a little yellow container. It's another word she can say, lelo. Anyway, that's how details get changed or missed or forgotten or added along the way.
Yeah.
And people are like, every time you tell that story, it's different. Well, because in my head, it is different.
Yeah. For me, everything that we do is trainable.
Yes.
Our muscles, you keep working out, you do the same motion, it gets stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Same with memory.
Yep.
So sometimes I'll try to think back, and I guess this is like when I was meditating too.
Yeah.
I would just think of a memory and think of every detail of that memory as best as I can, just to remember it so that I don't forget in the future.
Mm-hmm. But
I
even when you do that, the memory
I'm
is
sure
changed.
I'm changing it. Absolutely.
It's just how our memories work. And there's been a bunch of studies on the subject, but my favorite comes from Skeptics Dictionary.
Again. All right.
There's a study done by a psychologist named Robert Baker. He took a test group and divided them into 3 groups. In the first group, he told them that he was going to conduct a therapy that would probably help them see past lives. I think the exact wording was that it could help them see past lives. The second group, he told them that they may or may not see past lives. In the last group, he told them that they were likely not going to see any past lives. So in the first group, 85% of the subjects reported having saw a past life in this regression session. The second group, 60% said they saw a past life.
Wow.
And in the third group,
40.
10.
Ooh, right in the gut.
Yeah.
Got him good. I like that guy.
That just goes to show your preconceived notions on a thing highly influence whether or not this is effective for
Jeez,
you.
Jeez, did we even tell people that they're going to like and subscribe?
Not yet. Dang it.
We should have started.
Oh, well. Buy our merch. What's that song?
Buy my merch. So, did you watch that whole podcast episode?
I did.
Okay, good.
It's bad.
No editing.
Let's podcast.
We'll keep going.
No, go watch HHH podcast.
It's great. Yeah.
What we do know is that putting someone under hypnosis puts them in highly relaxed, highly suggestible state. We'll come back to that in our listener questions. But when therapists ask someone to recall something like this, the process of doing that cements it as a memory because you are suggestible. And in the person's mind, that's as clear as remembering that time you fell off the skateboard and skinned your knee.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as that in your mind because of this process. And if they've completely made it up and now they think that this is real, it can lead to alien abduction stories. There's been many lawsuits over claims like this. I've got examples in our listener questions again. And it can lead to police convicting the wrong person in a murder charge. Because we've been like, hey, you saw this murder, except you don't remember it. We're going to put you under hypnosis. And they're like, it was a bald man with a long mustache.
Yeah.
Just like a Fu Manchu. Mm-hmm. Turns out it was 26-year-old Jimmy from down the street.
Okay. You mentioned, go watch H33 Podcast.
Yeah.
There's an episode he did with Vsauce.
Yeah, that was recent.
He went on tour with Adam Savage from Mythbusters fame, and Vsauce talked about an episode that he did on his own channel where he does stuff like us.
Yep,
and
only better.
He did false confessions.
Yeah.
And it ties directly into what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ridiculous, the process that they go through to wear you down and tire you out so that you just want to get out of the system and get out of there to falsely confess. Like, hey, you know, they play good cop, bad cop and all that stuff. It still happens and it's real.
Yeah.
So it's terrifying. And I think we should do a whole episode on that in the future.
Absolutely. Put it on the list.
All right.
Well, that also brings up, like, today when I was talking about Dwight, Jake's like, I think I remember that. Was that where we at this Mexican restaurant? And it was with the chips and salsa they bring out. And I was like, no, but did that happen? So then I was like going through my mind and I was like,
carrots.
It was carrots. And I was like, I feel like that happened, but I don't know if I'm just imagining it now or if there was also a scenario at this Mexican restaurant.
I've got
like,
one.
I don't know. It feels like a memory now.
I remember two times in my childhood, kids were playing with me on the playground and disappeared in the ball pit and no one ever found them.
That's scary.
And there's no way that both of them are true, but one of them might be.
Right. Or both.
Yeah.
Maybe you just make kids disappear.
In ball pits.
Get away from my daughter. I have a ball pit upstairs.
Yeah, no, that's a weird place for it. You just keep it in your kitchen? You do dishes from there? And like,
that's how I keep it fun.
Okay.
So the moral of the story is hypnotic regression is a slippery slope. And I'm not saying that it's entirely fake. We have instances where it clearly taps into the subconscious, like with Bridey. But on the flip side, it's been proven to be fake.
Inaccurate.
As all get out.
It's real and inaccurate.
It's real and completely inaccurate because human brains suck.
Yeah.
They just suck. And there's no real studies saying that is real. Just plenty saying that it's not. And my last point is our memory sucks anyway, so when you want to start playing around with memories, it's not a winning proposition.
Videotape everything.
Videotape everything.
So I love just documenting everything that way.
Yeah.
My Instagram has become like
a documentary.
Like a vault.
A diary.
Yeah. It's a dog
live
diary.
Journal. A dog diary. Yeah.
That's how I remember all pups I got adopted and how I felt about them. Because sometimes that's a perfect example of this is I'll forget their names.
Yeah.
And I'll go back and be like, oh, I remember I had these two dogs at the same time.
Yeah. So. Or we could just invent those implants that they had in that episode of Black Mirror where they can just like rewind in their brain and then see it like for real.
Yeah.
Or there's another episode in the new season that's exactly like what we're talking about where this insurance auditor goes around and hooks people up to a computer and asks them to recall something. But they admit like, hey, this is malleable because our memory suck, so you got to do the best you can, and there's some details that are going to be wrong because our memories suck, so we compile all these profiles and try to get the truth out of what happened based on consistency. Like,
weird.
That's the whole moral of the episode, except there's another moral, but I'm not going to spoil it. It's very good. Go watch the new episode or new season of Black Mirror.
Okay.
That show is so good.
Yeah.
It's so beautifully written. It's like, it's a story lover's dream, because at the beginning of every episode, there's these tiny little clues, and then at the end, it's like, oh, she was charging her car, and then at the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's fun stuff.
Just well-written, like,
it's,
modern
it's
Twilight
just like,
Zone.
I forget who said it, but someone's like, the best stories end the way they started, and like, almost every episode there's like a couple that really suck, but every episode is just like beautifully symmetrical like that.
Cool.
So we're gonna go watch Black Mirror. You want to summarize this episode?
Yeah.
We'll get to listener questions.
Regression, aggression.
Yep.
Digression.
Yep.
Those are words.
I was about to say those mean nothing in conjunction with one another.
They rhyme.
Congratulations.
Sometimes our memories aren't so great.
Yep.
And it's easy to be convinced that they were real when they're not.
Yep. There you go.
That's it.
Should we take a break and then answer some listener questions?
Yes.
All right. Let's do it. Hey, John.
Hey, Nicholas.
That's like how we start our episodes. Where can people find us?
It's symmetrical. They can find us on StrangerSlowShow.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter. Not that we do much on there. But the most important place... Actually, sorry. There's two very important places. First one is Patreon.com/StrangerStill, where you can support the show. And we'll give you some audio content to go along with it. And the second best place to go is...
Facebook. So if you go to strangerstillshow.com, we'll have links to everything you need.
Just go there. On our Facebook, we have tons of interaction. We have people posting articles, people posting, like, Jason posted the picture of Jupiter that we're looking at with Aurora Borealis.
We talked about in our last episode. Yep.
So he did some follow-up for us. John likes to post really cool science articles and stuff. Or you can just say hello. Like, we had this really nice message from Peyton on there just saying that they found our podcast and they thought it was awesome.
Yeah,
and
which is the sweetest.
Like, hey, you guys are great. And I was like, oh, you just made my day.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome to the group. So I love it. Just interact with us on there. And then the best thing.
Can I make a sales pitch?
Yeah, go for it.
Facebook is awful, right? Most of the time, it's just garbage and people complaining. This is like a fun little science group based in fact, and everyone's really nice and supportive.
Yeah, if you want to have some cheer in your day, we've had some sad stories like Dapple and stuff on there, but for the most part, like, Paulo just posted a picture of someone giving their nephew a banana for Christmas, and they're super stoked. It's like the cutest video ever. So stuff like that. We just have fun, and sometimes we'll ask what you guys want to listen to for the next episode. Mm-hmm. That's what we've done for like the past 2 months.
It works,
right?
Yeah.
It's super fun because sometimes I'm like, I could do literally any of these, and then you guys help me make up my mind. And then other times, if I don't have anything to talk about after our break that we do, I ask you guys for questions, and we got a bunch this week that I wanted to go through, unless you want to read them off to me.
I was just going to pull them up. I don't have them yet.
Okay. So our first one here is from Helen, Falling in Love Montage, right?
Yep.
She's super cool. Go listen to her podcast. She just said, I want to pretty much know everything about false memories. Can you just tell me everything? I hope I told you something. Justin Vignola said, try creating a false memory where he told you everything about false memories.
Yep.
So we gave you the instructions on how to do that. So hopefully that helps, Helen.
But we covered a decent amount.
Yeah. But if you want to create the false memory, there you go.
And then Justin followed up with his own question.
Yep.
Where he said, you'll probably cover this in your ep anyway, but is there any scientific evidence supporting the validity of hypnosis and its medical applications?
That's an interesting one. And this is one where I'm surprised at what I find out.
Yeah.
Because I went into it thinking, you know, a lot of people love hypnosis, but I could bet you $10 it's all fake. Well, it turns out that's not entirely true.
Yeah.
There's been some hoaxes, like, who was it?
Brittle?
Franz Mesmer said that he could mesmerize, that's where the term came from, some patients and then, like, operate on them. And then Ben Franklin, looked into it and said that his reports of mesmerization were utterly fallacious and without merit.
Wow.
So, like, some of that stuff's bunk, but people have been using it for a year for, like, kicking habits or losing weight, that sort of thing.
But the problem is, I can't think that there... I would imagine, and I'm assuming this because I haven't researched it, I would imagine that there's not any strong cases made that it's not a placebo effect.
Well, there is one strong case recently with the MRI. We've got brain imaging now, which helps us figure out what activities is going on in your brain. So we put people under hypnosis and we look at what parts of their brains are firing up. So it turns out that the area of your brain involved in making decisions, I'm getting this from PSU.edu, which is the Penn State University website. It lowers the decision-making part of your brain, so you are literally more suggestible, and this helps with curbing habits. Like, this actually works because you can tell that decision-making part of your brain to say, have stronger conviction when it comes to picking up that cigarette, just don't smoke it. And now that you've tied that to the decision part of your brain, it's easier for you to have that sort of conviction.
That is cool.
Which is crazy. Yeah. Like, it actually works for, like, losing weight, stopping smoking, stop biting your nails, stuff
that's
like that.
Working out. It's just mental workouts.
Yeah. Maybe some of that's placebo, but we've also been able to tie it to the MRI machine and say, cool, hey, this is actually real.
All right.
So, I wish I had more answers for Jason. You want to know if there's any ridiculous claims about the use of hypnosis and regression in past lives? I feel like the best example is Bridie Murphy.
Well, there's another woman who said that she could regress back to, like, 10 past lives.
Really?
And she'd be able to switch back to them on command by a psychologist.
Yeah.
And there's videos of this. It turned out to be bunk.
Right.
But I think that's my most strong... That's my strongest...
Pretty good story, yeah.
It was in an advanced psychology class that I took. I took psychology and sociology. And in this psychology class, I think we would watch this video of this woman, and it was a combination of like suggestibility and also schizophrenia.
Yeah, absolutely.
Multiple and every time she would, they'd say, "I want to speak to Darla," and she would change her demeanor. She would take a deep breath, and her heart rate would change too.
Yeah,
like it's nuts.
Well, the brain is also weird, where we can convince ourselves that this stuff is real.
Yeah,
like there's no. I mean, if you put them up to a lie detector test, they would think it's real, but in reality, it's just something weird going on with their brain.
Yep.
Jason also want to know: does it link at all to rebirthing, like the case that possibly inspired Petscop discussed on Game 3 and Creepypasta from Jeff Kowalski? I don't know enough about that. I assume that means like going back and seeing your birth, but I don't know enough about it. Sorry, Jason. Are there any dangers / negatives, physical or psychological impacts of attempting regression?
False arrests.
This ties into a question from Megan down at the bottom. She wanted to know, like, can you cover hypnotism in legal cases? Yeah, it's been done many times. There was several cases that came up. I can't remember the exact names, but they had regressed, remembered that a specific person had abused them in their childhood, and the mom corroborated it despite all of the evidence saying no, he was still convicted for the abuse.
Yeah.
So whether or not it happened, if it didn't happen, that's incredibly damaging to this person's life, his family's life, his everything. Like everything's
but
just
here's the saddest
gone
part
now.
Of that is I'm wondering now, it's a slippery slope to get to that point, right?
I know.
And now
if they did it, they did the right thing.
And what if that person now thinks, maybe I did do it?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Because now they're sitting in jail and they're like, crap, maybe I didn't. I just forgot.
I deserve this.
I deserve this punishment now.
Which is nuts because nothing happened at all. It's just your brain. It's just three brains corroborating.
Brains suck.
Yeah.
Jason also asked, is there a regulatory body for hypnosis and regression? What training is involved and how is it standardized? No. Not in the U.S. I don't know if things are different around the world, but any Yahoo can do this.
Yeah.
Like Maury Bernstein. I didn't see any credentials on him. The article said he was a businessman just looking to make a quick buck.
Yeah.
And he's a jerk.
It seems to really tie into like our whole reality show culture and stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Doctor shows.
Like Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Not a doctor. Or Dr. Oz isn't a doctor.
He is, but there's a whole episode on him from, who the heck is it? Someone did a really, really good expose on him. I think it was John Oliver.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. It's Last Week Tonight. So
oh, yeah.
That.
Okay, yeah. And then Dr. Phil has a bunch of stuff going on about him right now. Whether or not that's true, I have no idea. Have you heard about that?
Yeah. He gets people drunk backstage.
It's so bad. And, like, there's a possibility that it's not true,
mm-hmm.
but I can totally 100% seeing that be true.
Yeah, better
why
for
wouldn't
ratings.
They? Exactly, better rating. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah,
why
and it's so easy to say, like, oh, it was an overlook by an intern.
Yeah.
It's oversight.
Pass the blame on to an intern or an assistant or whatever. We got a couple more from Megan. I don't know if I've answered these already or not. You want to read those to me?
Yeah, so just the very bottom one, because you did mention her
okay,
other one.
Yep.
How does EDMR differ from hypnosis? How does vividly remembering an incident differ from hypnosis? Have cults used hypnosis?
That's some good questions. I don't know anything about EDMR. I looked it up before the show just to see what it was, and I was highly confused. It's like some process that has to do with like eye movement that's supposed to like cure your PTSD and stuff.
Oh, weird.
It's weird. I have no idea. It's weird stuff. If I can learn more about it, maybe we can do an episode.
Okay.
Be
yeah.
Good. And then how does vividly remembering an incident differ from hypnosis?
Guidance,
yeah. Because like the process of recalling is pretty much the same.
But then what's the difference between remembering and self-hypnosis? Intention?
I don't know. Because I feel like when you're self-hypnosis, that can very easily lead to just a dreamlike state.
Yeah.
And now you're recalling a dream as if it were a memory. There's no control there.
Yeah. No. And you're your own most unreliable narrator.
Oh, so. Yeah. Yeah. I almost gave a really not nice example. But like people love to leave the parts out of stories that make them look bad.
Yeah.
Like trying to think of a harmless example. Like, man, I can't even think of one that's not going to incriminate someone. Give me an example.
Of something that makes them look bad?
Yeah, I don't know.
How about after someone passes away?
Yeah.
And you all reflect on all the great stuff that they did, mm-hmm. but they were an abusive alcoholic.
Right. And no one...
And everyone just kind
of honoring
brushes
Roger
that
Ailes.
Underneath. Yeah.
Why are we honoring? Yeah. And have cults use hypnosis? I don't have any reviewed samples, but I'm sure that they have. Fill the air.
How about Scientology?
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
Yes. Yeah.
The whole process
auditing.
Of auditing is what hypnosis is. They ask you to recall a past life.
Yep.
And or instances in your current life that have caused you trauma and have created the imperfections in you today.
Yep. And they'll do that for 8 hours straight, and they'll ask you over and over and over and over and over to break you down to make you believe it's true. So that's the definition almost.
Yeah. So go listen to the 10-part series from Ono Ross and Carey about Scientology.
Set aside 72 hours.
It's
very good.
It's so good. I fell in love with Scientology for a really long time.
Well, clarify.
Just the idea of how stupid Scientology was. Like, I went and watched the HBO documentary and then the...
Going Clear.
Going Clear, and then the one on Netflix, My Scientology Movie, and...
I couldn't remember the name of that. That's what I was trying to remember yesterday. Yeah.
It's, like, so fascinating how stupid it all is. And I know no Scientologists are listening because, like, they can't, so... I can call them whatever I want.
Yeah, take that, Scientologist and Amish.
Yeah, so I would never make fun of the Amish, unless we have in the past, because I think we did.
Nah, they're the best.
So there you go, Megan. Hopefully that answers some of your questions.
Yeah.
At least a little bit. So if you want to drop us a note, say hello, ask some questions, or vote on what you want to listen to next, we'll put that up on Facebook, and we'll have a chance to cover what you want us to cover.
All right. I was born Claudette, but now I'm John.
And I'm Nick.
And this is Stranger Still.